January has been a case of good news, bad news for Cornwall's air links to the rest of Britain. On the 4th of January, we heard that Newquay Airport was linking to Cardiff with a daily flight. But this week, we are told that Air South West is pulling its service between Cornwall, Plymouth and Gatwick from the 1st of February. The airline's bosses say it's looking at cooperating with Flybe on certain projects in the future, and that the rest of the schedule won't be hit. So what does 2011 look like for Newquay Airport? Business Cornwall's been talking to the man that runs it, Al Titterington, to find out the positives we can expect in the near future.
Yeah, well, obviously we're starting now to build up to our summer season again, which starts earlier this year. BMI Baby are starting their Manchester service operating at the beginning of February, which is the first time they've been doing that. Usually they start at the end of March. So that's really positive in terms of the outlook for the airport and how the aviation economy itself is starting to recover and flights actually coming back and being more frequent and how we can develop those services going forward.
What about the structure of the airport itself?
Oh yeah, which is changing very rapidly. We're embarked upon really like this time last year on a new business strategy of trying to diversify business away from passengers, but not so much away, but be complementary to them so we can increase and utilise the asset which we've got. And we've been in conversations in the last couple of months with a number of organisations who are looking to relocate to Cornwall and starting new businesses, utilising the asset and the unique selling points of the airport and how we develop that. We've seen that over the last 12 months, Augusta Westland starting operations this time last year, and how they've really expanded and further expanding their operations from now through to the next 3 or 4 years. British International Helicopters relocated their maintenance to Newquay at the end of last year, and we'll be looking to be growing and building upon that and building on that success, which not just adds value to the airport as a site, but also into the impact that has on the Cornish economy.
And where are we going with the bigger plans? I mean, obviously there's been the plans for the academy and other parts of the airport based on the other side of the runway.
Yeah, the academy project is in full flow now. We're looking to be actually going out to try and procure a operator of that academy over the next 6 to 12 months. One of our partners is actually running a pilot scheme on the academy at one of its other facilities in the UK, taking 15 Cornish students and actually putting them through their engineering training process. So that's really starting to develop. The master plan is the principles of it are still there, and what we'll be pushing forward. The timescales have changed a little bit, obviously, with the downturn in the economy, also in the aviation economy. So the timelines for that delivery are starting to be re-scoped and re-looked at. But the principles are still there, they're still valid.
Okay, so 2011, is this going to be the year that we actually look back and say Cornwall Airport has really stepped up its game?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely heading in the right direction. There's still a long way to go. There's a lot of development work which needs to be done. Everyone still understands that the subsidy, which is provided by the council, but that subsidy is reduced this year in terms of what the taxpayers of Cornwall need to pay to us. It's not a process which is going to happen overnight. This is going to be really a 4 or 5 year strategy in terms of actually really driving the airport forward. But the two aforementioned companies, BIH and Augusta Westland, are the building blocks, and they're the start point. If we can get another couple of the hooks that we're talking with into Newquay Cornwall Airport, that's not going to just add value in terms of the revenue generated for the airport, but really make a big impact in terms of jobs created in Cornwall and high value jobs as well.